your DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Colder air now slipping into the state as the rain risk continues through tonight. In fact, we'll be down to a 42 for the overnight low temperature and much cooler tomorrow. With the risk of showers mainly in the morning, our high temperature up to about 54. We'll be down to around 38, I think, by Wednesday night. Mid-50s Thursday, maybe an isolated shower, but better rain chances returning on Friday and then ending on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown.
I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
Please clap.
So right now, we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38 in a four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great.
Get your earphones.
I love you. But come on. Come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the CNN projects. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is a big broadcast. Happy hour on this Talk 93.1 FM. WAC for a Tuesday. David Blackman, our buddy blogger from Texas, joining us a little bit later this hour. We'll do a conundrum, and we'll talk to Brant McDonald, too.
And here they are.
Along with the riveting Rosie.
Please clap.
Hello.
Good to have you with us on a day that sure looks like winter. It's not really that cold or anything. It's just the tone of the sky.
Right.
If you grew up in the Midwest or a place where you get snow, you know what I'm talking about. Well, that's all I have. We'll be back again tomorrow at 3 with more of this scintillating entertainment. We got to address some of what's going on politically, and I appreciate that Joey left me. I'd read this earlier, John Durham's statement. This is the guy that they have to be afraid of. Horowitz did a term paper on the incident, whatever you want to call it. He has no power to prosecute. He has no power to subpoena or seek people who aren't within the employ. I just found that out today. You can't go to retired DOJ people, to retired FBI, and ask questions of them. So he pretty much had to work with what was right there. And he did not exonerate anybody. He found some flawed behaviors. But he can't indict or convict. He can just say, here's what I was able to find out with the limited means of the Inspector General's office. Durham says, I have the utmost respect for the mission of the Office of the Inspector General and comprehensive work that went into the report prepared by Mr. Horowitz and his staff. You develop a speech impediment mid-sentence, you just stay with it. However, and that's with a capital H, our investigation is not limited to developing information from within component parts of the Justice Department. Our investigation has included developing information from other persons and entities both in the U.S. and outside. They've been doing a lot of travel lately. We've mentioned that. And outside of the U.S., based on the evidence collected to date, and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication. Meaning, this was a political hit job, abusing power and our justice system, the FISA court specifically, and how the FBI case was open. I got to tell you, if anybody's the poster boy for today's FBI at the executive level, it's this current guy.
Christopher Wray.
Yeah. If he isn't the smarmiest, smuggest, I look at him and I have an immediate dislike. No respect. There's nothing about him that commands respect because he's not a FBI guy. He's a bureaucrat. And I think his time with the FBI will be somewhat short. But we have to wait. Again, we have to wait, right? In the meantime, what was it we heard in the run-up to the 2016 election? From Shrillery. He better accept the results of the election. How are you doing with that? Besides running around the country offering 8,000 reasons why you lost and blaming men, everybody.
Except for herself.
Except for herself. A monumental lack of self-awareness, I believe, on her part. This is why they're all so upset. This is why Schiff today, check this out. He's already told us that the 2020 elections will be illegitimate unless Trump is impeached. Really? So you're already telling us that next year's election, the will of the people, is illegitimate if your guy, who girl, or whoever, in fake Indian, you know, you name it, your communist, whatever your whoever ends up leading that ticket, that it won't matter because President Trump is impeached. Well, he's not impeached. He's did they actually vote on it yet today? I haven't seen that. I don't think they have the votes. I really don't think they have the votes. I would be shocked if they did. Because it's one thing to cheer on your party. It's another to say, they already did this. The Democrats did this in 2009 and 10 when they had their arms twisted to a very uncomfortable point, and they got that one last vote. By one vote, Obamacare passed. One stinking vote. That's thrown our whole healthcare system into complete and utter chaos. And 63 of them lost their seats for participating in that sham.
Including the last vote.
So, I really think that with that lesson somewhat fresh, some of these Dems who really enjoy being in Congress are going to be real reluctant to be a kamikaze for Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. Schiff is such a coward, he wouldn't even show up at yesterday's hearing. What a turd. So what does that mean, Mr. Schiff? Does that mean that, I'll tell you how I read this. We won't be able to win the election. We're probably going to lose the House and the Senate. Or we, you know, those numbers won't change in the Senate, or they may get better, who knows. It's a ways off, but so we're going to threaten instead. We don't accept the results of 2016, and we won't accept them next year, and we'll use whatever is at our disposal to make our point. And I think that means violence. They are subtly prepping the nation with... Look at the ridiculous stuff that happened before, I mean, the day he was inaugurated. With the pussy hats and all that crap in D.C. and cars getting burned and torched by the Antifa mafia, which is what it is. They're already out there starting then. So if there's a repeat, and I believe there will be, what do you think is going to happen? So that should not deter anybody for voting for Donald Trump. He's actually been pretty freaking amazing. And not just because of the economy. Looking out for our laws, looking out for, you know, putting America's interests first. And his example is getting similar people elected in other nations. I think it's kind of a natural thing to want to not only be an American, but want leadership that looks out for and protects your citizenship and all that goes with it. And the economy is so good that the generally reliable minority votes who have been brainwashed by Democrats for decades, like their friend, which is not the case. And how horrified. Look at how anybody of color is treated when they have a conservative view. It's talk about deplorable.
Yeah, despicable.
It really is. I thought the whole idea was that, you know, that part of our existence, I think for most people, nobody really cares, but they're still trying to make it work politically. And when someone comes along and lifts everybody up, I read today that only 7% of people who are seeking work have been unable to find a job. That's extraordinary. What do you think that number was 10 years ago? About 4 or 5 times higher. Oh, and the work that's available now pays a lot better than it did then, too. And that's not because of inflation. Inflation has really been non-existent since 2016. 1.4%. Check the inflation rates from the 70s when bumble-ass Jimmy Carter was the president. So, there you go. That's the news. We're going to talk about a lot of this stuff with our friend Mr. Blackman in about 20 minutes or so. And by the way, an update, from all indications, we've all been wondering, including David, and I'll ask him when he joins us on the phone, Drudge sold the Drudge Report.
Really?
Yeah. He's a very cryptic kind of person, but it appears that he has sold it and is no longer running it. Well, so that would explain their sudden new approach. So I'll ask to see what David thinks about that. But through his tweets and the way he's listed, it seems like he's the former owner. And hey, you know, he probably made a really big buck on that. And it was probably purchased by somebody who thought, well, here's a way. Let's buy out a website that's at least fair, if not somewhat conservative. And then we'll put our stuff on there. And we're too stupid to know the difference. So, and that's not happening. Mm-mm. He has been bleeding hits for a long time. And Drudge is habit forming. I used them for years. But not no more. I will visit there maybe once a month or even less because I know what it's going to be. Although I will say the Drudge Report did put all the job information on Friday, but with a really devious picture of the president. So they did put the news there. How great the economy was, but not without trying to humiliate the president at some level. So, 19 minutes after 3, one of the benefits of this great economy, I talked about this. This is better than the Reagan economy. I lived through it. I watched my income skyrocket. Opportunity was everywhere. There was money to make. We are re-experiencing that type of an economy now. What's the big difference, though? What makes this one better than that one? Mortgage interest rates. Mortgage interest rates back in the 80s were still declining from the late 70s when they were at credit card levels. It was crazy. Yeah, you could deduct that, but it doesn't matter if your take-home pay is this much. The percentage of your pay going to pay for your house was substantially higher. Now you can buy more house at 3.5-4%, rate varies. I don't know specifically what it is today. You're crazy not to try and buy because you can not only get it probably for less than what you'd be paying in rent, but you'll have that nice first mortgage deduction, which they'll never take away. And values, they're all over the river region. So my suggestion is if you are currently renting and hoping to buy, call Morris and let Morris Capuano take you down the road to home ownership. He's got so much experience himself over 2 decades. Thousands of people have purchased their homes in this area with Morris as their mortgage guy. He lives to do this, you know? So he'd be happy to hand you a certificate of pre-approval so you can shop with a little leverage. 409-9300 is his number, 409-9300. Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button. You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Fox Tonight.
You're one step closer to that golden mask.
The tonight Mask Singer holiday event begins.
Oh my God!
As the final six come together.
She came to fight.
Bravo!
To battle it out for a spot in the finale.
It's all come down to this.
It's the Mask Singer on a special night, followed by the finale of the Moody's Christmas.
Let's remember the spirit of Christmas.
Oh, be quiet.
Tonight on Fox 20.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
The following statement is from a paparazzi who claims to have witnessed Hulu's reality TV house party.
All right, so here's some Bravo drama. I catch Melissa Gorga going from her hotel to this party in Beverly Hills. And the first thing I see when I get there is Jax Taylor leaving. They say he got into some argument with Captain Lee over their social media feud, or could have been a beef with James Kennedy. Whatever, I got the shot.
Reality or not, we'll never know. What we do know, Hulu has reality TV. Start your free trial today. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Lowe's has the supplies pros like you use most every day. And when the job demands more, we have the quantities needed for any size job at savings you can count on. Because when you buy in bulk, you'll get 30% off Owens Corning or John's Manville fiberglass bat insulation when you buy 15 or more. And get 30% off select fiberglass roll insulation when you buy 20 or more. Order at lowesforpros.com and pick up in-store, where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid 12-12 through 12-15, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Got to give it to Jeff Zucker, because I just read this story a few minutes ago. He hates Trump. CNN, everybody on CNN hates Trump. There's no question about that. And because they refuse to even consider another direction, I'm pleased to tell you that CNN's ratings are now at a three-year low. Less than 500,000 people, most of them probably stranded in airports, are watching that garbage show, that garbage network, every night. CNN, the network we all used to go to first when there was a big breaking national story. Oh, this historic, all this stuff. Nobody's watching. So why are you doing that? Who is underwriting your network that you can afford to have ratings equal to mine with a talk show? I exaggerate some there. But really, you know, what is it with you? When are you going to... It's TDS. It's Trump Derangement Syndrome. So CNN has ridden their hate Trump to their lowest numbers in 3 years. Pretty pathetic. So we'll give it to Mr. Zucker, because he's... Why is it that people like Zucker and Schiff, they're so unlikable? We'll talk about that with David Blackman, too, as we welcome Georgia from Alabama to the phone.
Hey, you know, I heard about Common Core was supposed to come under... they're going to vote on whether to continue with Common Core. Is that correct? Did I hear that from you?
Yes, Becky Gerritsen was here yesterday to tell us.
Okay. Yes. So I call my Board of Education. Mm-hmm. They give me a recording, and I give her my name. This is Autauga County. No return call. Okay? So then I call the governor's office. You know, I get some receptionist who has no idea what's going on. No idea. I say, are they going to be voting on this? I'm not sure. I don't know. Mm. I mean, what is... You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
What's going on? Who's running the our government?
Are you talking about... Are you calling the Montgomery School Board?
I was calling... No, I called Kay Ivey's office.
Kay Ivey's office. And they didn't know what you were talking about.
No. I said, well, is the vote coming up this week or what? Oh, I don't know. This was some receptionist that didn't give a rip who was, you know, inquiring what.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, please tell them that I'm against Common Core. Well, I'm sure she will. No, she won't. Because she didn't even know what was going on. So, you know, I suggest they need to get some people working in these offices that know what is going on. Because we're the public and we should be able to find out. But Common Core is a complete disaster.
It is. And I put, and thank you for the call, Georgia. I'm going to try and get you some direction from Becky Gerritsen on this. Today, just to follow up our conversation with Becky yesterday, in addition to some adorable memes and dog videos, there's a post up there. Follow the money. Obama's $65 million book deal followed a $350 million grant to the Common Core publisher. Isn't it amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see anything suspicious about that, or I'm a racist for saying that, right? There's nothing to see here. He authorizes a $365 million grant to publish Common Core material. The same publisher says, you're a brilliant writer. So here's $65 million to write the book. Nothing to see here? That's what's going on. But we won't have any committees, at least not in the short term, looking into that. Because there wasn't a smidgen of corruption in the Obama administration. Whoa! I'm only quoting him. Don't fire the messenger. 329 Applied Security. Have you signed up for Spot Crime yet? Spotcrime.com?
No.
Did you know that you could search an area within any distance of your home and check out the crimes that were committed there over the last week?
No.
Well, you should. And when you realize all that goes on, you'll want that last measure of protection for your home, for your business. There's a lot that goes on. But it doesn't happen directly to us or even somebody we know. But it does happen. And when you see it, that's why you'll be glad to call Mark and Vicky. This is a local company for 32 years. We have used them since I came to work here, which is a long time ago. They can take over your existing monitoring for under $30 a month, and they have state-of-the-art technologies to keep you protected. And they really work. Just try getting into this building without having the proper access. I'm not going to describe the system we use, you know, or the right code, because the police will be here quickly. And some of us have learned that lesson at some point in our employment, you know. Oops, the code. Buh. Their technologies work. And I know you like to do business with good local folks like Mark and Vicky. 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security, Alabama. Electronic Security Board Permit Number 276, David Blackman. When we come back from this break.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we have no accidents anywhere at this time. School zones are still in effect for a little while longer. Here are the congested places. Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard, East South Boulevard from Baptist Medical Center all the way back to about 331. Fairview Avenue, 231 to Wetumpka, Taylor Road, all of those very congested this afternoon. I-65 and 85 rolling nicely through downtown Montgomery. No accidents, though. Like I said, we will keep you posted. Trenum State will hold late registration for spring semester 2020 on January 6th and 7th in the auditorium at its Patterson location. Classes begin January 8th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Karcher's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Lee High School ROTC students heard from a major general today. Commander Sam Barrett of the 18th Air Force at Scott Air Force Base is a graduate of Lee High School and commended the students for joining ROTC. Barrett also recognized two students for their achievements in ROTC this year. The Air Force is teaming up with the City of Montgomery to provide a software factory in the capital city. Officials say it will allow the Air Force to work with the community and with the private sector to create software apps the military can use. And a local nonprofit, That's My Child, celebrated 7 years of service to the community last night. That's My Child's mission is to empower and employ the youth of Montgomery to become productive citizens and leaders in the community. The organization also offers job training, resume writing, and mentorship programs. Equal Justice Initiative Executive Director Brian Stevenson was a speaker at the celebration. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Colder air now slipping into the state as the rain risk continues through tonight. In fact, we'll be down to a 42 for the overnight low temperature and much cooler tomorrow. With the risk of showers mainly in the morning, our high temperature up to about 54. We'll be down to around 38, I think, by Wednesday night. Mid-50s Thursday, maybe an isolated shower, but better rain chances returning on Friday and then ending on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
She's polling at 21%. Give this a listen for David Blackman, who is waiting to join us.
I really should run.
But everyone hates your guts.
We'd have so much fun.
No, we wouldn't. Are you nuts?
I'm gonna be Trump.
Take your head out of your room.
For Democrats.
Get a new hobby, knit some hats.
But still, I'm getting really antsy.
Honey, they called you nasty.
I'm too young and spry to retire.
You're 72 and I'm tired.
Call the DNC.
Hillary, stop now. Don't
I
you
wanna
dare
run again.
Funny, isn't it? And we welcome.
That is funny.
From somewhere in Texas, the man that is so smart he needs a 12-gallon hat and not a 10 to accommodate his enormous brain, a guy who makes me look smart 5 days a week on this show, please welcome David Blackman from DBDailyUpdate.com.
Please clap.
Thank you, Jebra. You know, you
tell you what I need more than anything else right now is a new voice. Had laryngitis for 5 days. I hope I don't sound too awful.
You don't sound too awful, but you know what? Talking is not prescribed at this time, so what I can do is like a little bit longer first segment and then give you a break.
Yeah.
But you snuck one in on me today because I checked your blog before I left the house, and then I get here, and here's William Barr tossing out some real live bombs. So let's go with that because that sounds encouraging.
Yes, sir, big time. Mr. Barr did an interview on NBC this morning, MSNBC. excuse me, and made it very clear that he is not going to be shy of continuing to pursue his investigation with John Durham and does not accept the IG's conclusion that there was no political bias in the kicking off of the spying on the Trump campaign. And, it was very blunt. And he continues to use the word spying, which he knows is going to cause Democrat heads to explode all over the country.
I can't wait.
So this guy's not pulling any punches. He's serious. I think we all need to have a little faith in him. It does take a long time to build, airtight criminal cases against these high officials. But I think after today, and he gave another talk at a public forum later today that I haven't seen the clip on it yet, but there's been news reports about it.
I heard
he was even more blunt. Yeah, so I think this is all good messaging here.
Yes. I mentioned, they played that little Hillary bit because just the possibility she might run, she's got 21 against 20 for Biden. What a pathetic group of candidates.
But yeah, today,
I was going to say,
go ahead.
Shift today. What did we hear all of 2016? You better accept the results of the election. Well, guess who's had that problem for over 3 years now? And Schiff saying that they're already setting it up for next year.
If we
reelect him, it's illegitimate. It won't count. Try that.
Right. No, this is never going to end, okay? I mean, the Democrat Party, everyone needs to understand that this didn't all start with Trump, okay? The Democratic Party has been systematically working to undermine the U.S. elections process and delegitimize free elections in this country for 27 years now, since the Clintons came along. Because these are all Alinskyites now.
Yeah.
And Alinsky's whole deal was you have to deconstruct this democratic society plank by plank, delegitimize the institutions, corrupt every institution of the federal government, corrupt governments at lower levels. That's why Soros has been funding all these local district attorney races for the last 2 or 3 years, all in an effort to delegitimize free elections in this country. And so this is not a new thing. It's just, it's accelerating now because they feel like they're close to getting there.
The Alinsky techniques, you know, it's interesting because when they're used against them, they don't react too well. You mentioned 27 years.
Yeah.
There's some history lessons. I've talked about this. First of all, we keep hearing about the best economy in 50 years. Nixon was president. He carried 49 states in his second election, and look at what they did to him.
Yeah.
In fact, you could blame...
But, of course, Nixon committed real crimes. You know,
yes.
Unlike Donald Trump, Nixon committed real crimes.
And I still believe that if he had gotten in front of it on day one and said, look, this happened, I'm the leader of the party, I accept responsibility, please forgive me, this country is very forgiving. They love people who will tell the truth.
Totally.
And then when Reagan was in his second term, they kept inventing crap to throw on him, like the Iran-Contra. Or Teddy Kennedy calling. Didn't he reach out to Russia?
Yeah. He totally did. And then we have the letters to prove it. He wrote actual letters to Russian Brezhnev. And then who was the guy that succeeded Brezhnev?
That's disgusting.
Begging them to intervene in our elections, you know.
Disgusting behavior for a murderous senator,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And
totally.
I'd like your opinion on this, because I am feeling the pain. I'm so sorry that you have laryngitis.
It's no fun. I like to talk.
The other day, I say the economy as it is today, especially after that jobs report on Friday, they're always underestimating. Well, we got to revise everything upwards after 8 years of, well, we got to revise it downwards a little bit.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
And here's how I made that case. Incomes are rising. This is just like the 80s. Incomes are rising, and there's prosperity, and there's jobs and opportunity if you want to get it. The big difference between now and then, and it wasn't Reagan's fault, but we have super low mortgage interest rates, so people can buy a home and have money left over to buy stuff for the house.
Right.
That's kind of an oversimplification, but that strikes me as one big difference that makes this current economy better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. Like, you know, my first mortgage on my first house in 1983 was 12%, and we were happy to get it.
Well, you must have had better credit than me, because I bought one in 82 in South Florida, and it was 13.7.
Yeah, and those were the prevailing rates at the time. That's what Reagan inherited from Carter.
And, of course, they're never going to teach this in schools, so kids, they have no idea of all of this stuff in the past. They think it's always been like this, and it's not. That's not the case.
That's true.
Last minute, where do you think all of this chaos, all of this crapola, you know, I lived through Watergate, and I remember the country had a knot in its stomach the whole time that was going on. It was a real serious thing. I don't feel any of that with this, because everybody seems to know. This is
Yeah, and I remember Watergate, too, and the whole country was hypnotized with it. This has been going on, 3 weeks, these hearings?
Yeah.
2 or 3 weeks, and I've interacted with all sorts of people, hundreds of people in that time. Not a single person. We were in Las Vegas for 6 weeks, interacting with dozens of people every day, for 6 days. I'm sorry, not 6 weeks. God, I'd be dead if I'd been there for 6 weeks. Anyway. but, I mean, there wasn't a single person who said a single word about impeachment. Nobody cares. Nobody's paying attention.
No.
And it's going to kill the Democrats.
We just did a little thing on CNN's latest ratings, the lowest in 3 years. It's really, you know, unbelievable. And yet, will they change? Will they recognize that maybe they're not what America wants? No. And it's a conspiracy, but somehow I think that George Soros is underwriting these networks to promote the agenda, because how could they survive on such lousy ratings?
Of course, they're all owned by major corporations now, so they're loss leaders for these big, gigantic corporations like AT&T.
That's right.
Yeah,
you are correct.
Right.
I completely forgot that. David, I want your voice to get better. I love talking to you, and I hope you can join us a week from today with a, you know, a restored larynx.
I will be there.
But we tout your blog on a daily basis, and we really appreciate the time you take to join us. In fact, I was thinking about getting you a gift just to say thanks for the service. I was in a store, and I saw the Joe Biden chia leg.
Just, did it have cockroaches on it?
I still don't know what he was talking about there.
No, neither did he.
No, well, that's Joe. David, you take good care of yourself.
Okay, you too. Have a good week.
All righty, we Thanks. Appreciate him so much. That's one of the best memes I've seen all week. Somebody, in fact, it's turned up a few times on my Facebook threads. 346.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Mr. Sandman. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. I know I said my mailbox location would close December 10th, but I am going to have a two-day leftover sale this Friday and Saturday. I will be there both days to sell off as much as I can before we start moving out Monday. There are still a lot of nice mattresses and beds, as well as odds and ends. My Montgomery locations are having an end-of-year clearance sale. I have a bunch of excess inventory to liquidate, including latex, memory foam, and hybrid mattresses. We just received a few full-size adjustable bases with head and foot adjustments selling for only $3.99, twin longs for only $2.99, and some queen for only $4.49. We have a large selection of twin long mattresses on closeout, and we have split king sheets on sale, as well as some really nice pillows. A new pillow makes a really appreciated present, but a new mattress can be life-changing. We have the area's largest selection of mattresses, always discounted. Come see us Monday through Saturday in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway, and two final sale days in Millbrook, Friday and Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area help wanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area help wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6, on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This holiday season, why not consider the purchase of an artificial tree? Assembly is simple. Lay out your pieces on the floor, then sort out the branches by size according to each color-coded tip. Using a 16-millimeter socket wrench, start putting the trunk pieces together, being sure to place the terminal end of the trunk in the tree stand first. Leave the tree top off until step 823, since it'll only get in the way of part 47J or part 82L if your tree was purchased in one of the Baltic nations prior to the autumnal equinox. Then, you're all finished. Well, almost. Right after you place the tree top in the slot at the end of the trunk mark 92W and straighten out your branch tips by bending the wires in the branches, which will be spread out so they resemble the growing shape of a real tree.
It's just that simple. Merry Christmas, a holiday thing.
Just skip all that. My buddy Dustin texted me today. They still got some incredible trees. I get them there every year. They stay fresh deep into January. So if you like, I mean, last year we took the ornaments off, I think a little after New Year's, but we left the tree up in the stand for about three or four more weeks because it still smelled great. It was beautiful looking. So, you know, wasn't because we were late. Why not enjoy it, you know? His lot is on Vaughan Road, just east of Shakespeare, and right there at the light at Boykin.
Do the dogs like the tree?
Oh, yeah, but they have not honored it in the traditional dog way. We make sure they can't get that close to it.
Yeah.
I think we should do a conundrum.
I think we should, too.
Let's give away a pizza from the pizza place, a 14-inch, three-topping pizza.
Let's.
This is a Christmas conundrum. It's words that we hear frequently at this time of the year, an activity we hear quite a bit. We see it suggested in Hallmark cards, but only 7% of us actually do this. It's very much associated with Christmas tradition, but only 7% of people actually do or have done this during Christmas time. So what do you think that might be? 272-9228. If you haven't been to the pizza place, man, don't miss out. It is so good. We're going to be there a week from today.
Okay.
We'll have a pizza Christmas party a week from today. We'll do another one of our listener focus groups, too. And those have been very, very valuable, by the way. In fact, I turned in the results of our audience surveys to the boss, and he's going to fire me in 2 weeks. Right after I come back from Christmas. So let's try and have a little fun. We've kind of caught up to the situation. 7% of people, that's the percent of people who have actually done this Christmas activity you hear about, see about in cards, songs, stories, etc. Who is this on line one?
This is Jarhead. What's going on, Admiral?
Hey, Jarhead, you got a suggestion, an answer for this conundrum?
Riding a sleigh.
Hey, that's a good starter guess. It's just not the one we need, but I like it. Good work. And call back if you have time. Charlotte.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. What is this activity, this Christmas activity only 7% of us have done?
How about roasting chestnuts?
She says only 7% of us have roasted chestnuts on an open fire. Way to go.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Was it because I gave a generous clue?
Yeah.
Or actually, and plus the fact you're obviously a very sharp woman. So you've won a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place. And have you ever roasted chestnuts over an open fire?
I have not.
Neither have I. But it sure sounds like something we should put on our bucket list, huh?
Well, I wonder what they taste like.
Maybe somebody that's actually done it can call and tell us, because only 7%, I mean, if we have a listener that's actually roasted chestnuts, we would like to know, you know, what's the procedure? Do you have to soak them in something? Do you just put them in a pot? Do you throw them on the grill? I don't know. You've raised a lot of new questions. I wouldn't be surprised, by the way, if the pizza place had a chestnut pizza, a roasted chestnut pizza. They've come up with everything else. Hang on, we're going to mail this to you, but we need to know where you live.
Great. I live in Greenville, Alabama.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Because we're going to send it straight to your house. None of this, you don't have to come down and pick this up. And we appreciate Mike and the crew at the pizza place. You can look them up on Facebook.
Charlotte.
If I have time, I'm going to, I don't know if I can use that. I don't know if that'll work on our system. Top toys for holiday 2019. Check this out. Number one girl toy. Barbie.
Oh, what a surprise!
Yeah, they don't have one of those annual gifts this year that every kid wants, and they deliberately underproduce, so there's lines at the stores, people begging, offering ridiculous amounts of money. And for boys, Lego is number one this Christmas time. In a way, it's kind of heartening to see that traditional gifts still work. Barbie, Lego, the Disney princess stuff, My Little Pony, or if you're a Democrat, My Little Phony, Nintendo, PlayStation, Nerf, you know, it's Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels is number three, which is really cool. Cars and trucks. Of course, there are girls that like cars and trucks. This is not a sexist survey, we don't think. So, but let's go way back. Let's go way back to... the days when well, we just didn't have money for expensive, popular toys.
The economy sucks and you can't afford Christmas, but it's okay. Give your kids the gift that's been around for centuries. Stick, stick, stick. Stick is the original transformer. 1 minute Stick is a rifle, then Stick transforms into a sword. Even your kid can be Harry Potter as Stick changes into a magic wand. Stick, stick, stick. Stick can be your dance partner. Stick can be your imaginary friend that tells you to do bad things like stabbing the cat in the eye. Stick, stick, stick. Stick is a million toys in one. Stick can be a sharp, pointy thing to antagonize baby birds, beehives, anthills, and your little sister. And parents, Stick is more than a toy. It also can be used as a behavior modification tool.
Stop hitting yourself with your stick!
From the makers of Rock, it's Stick, Stick, Stick!
I hate Stick!
Available everywhere.
Or buy them in bunches, then you have sticks.
Sticks!
I don't look at your radio with that tone of face. I was being silly. 3:56 today marks yet another day I've been unable to nap, and I don't know why. Huh? Do you ever have a thing when you're kind of drifting into that sleep state, your mind comes up with this horrible thought? It's a nightmare before you actually fall asleep or something. I don't know why this is happening. It's so weird. And then so my heart starts pounding, and then I'm sitting there, you know. Then I come in here. If I sound a little bit tired, that's why. It's been a couple of weeks. I'm a little worried about some things, too. Hershey's operation is on Friday, and that's a pretty serious thing. Although, I'm not worried. He's in the best possible hands with Kate Armstrong. 3:57, maybe I need to go to infusion. Two or three weeks ago, if those of you go way back, you know I had some issues with my sciatic nerve, and it's a mess back there. I just don't want an operation. So I'm looking into anything that will help alleviate that pain. And now Infusion also is home to a great chiropractor, Dr. Terry. And he has been doing, they call it dry needle therapy, but it's actually acupuncture. And it works. It takes maybe a half a dozen, but it's totally painless. And then at the end, after 12 minutes, while they directly attack the nerve, they put this wonderful hot pad right over your lower back. And God, does that feel good. Everything they do there helps you build your energy. You know, if you want more energy, if you're partying a little bit too hard, if you feel depleted, that is a feeling. Try IV vitamin therapy. Rich Thomas and I, big fans. We do that at least every other week. They also offer cryotherapy, which is great for pulled muscles. Joey, I believe, still does that after his intense yoga workouts, and so much more that can literally change your life for the better. Very quickly, too. Look up all their services at infusioncryoandlaser.com or call now at 296-1662. Talk to Ryan Turner, Allison, Lori, and find out how infusion can change your life. Closing in on 4 and 5 stages.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, looking at I-65 and 85. We are very busy on both of those, but the interchange is rolling smoothly. No accidents, but just one little fender bender can back things up on the interstate this time of day, so please be careful. Boulevard has got some congestion between the Wetumpka Highway and Atlanta Highway. It's also busy from I-85 over to Vaughan Road. Troy Highway, the Eastern Boulevard, very congested there. Norman Bridge and Fairview Avenue also showing a lot of congestion this afternoon.